This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
July the 7th, 2019. Dancing in car parks. My friend the Dynamo and I are firmly of the belief that the car boot sale provides the optimum purchasing opportunity for plants. Lovingly grown by amateurs, selling off their excess cosmos cheap, it's a joy to behold. All of this can be washed down with a truly disgusting cup of tea sitting on a plastic chair in a car park. My personal car park joy is dependent on being whisked to the car boot in someone else's car in order not to have to trudge home with arms weighed down by bags of potting compost and squashed plants. My friends are remarkably obliging in this respect. The Dynamo, Mr. Dynamo, and their son Dynamite amongst them. After this week's expedition, the Dynamo offered me a lift home, via home base, where she had a pressing appointment with some sticky back plastic. Home base was not much of a draw for the rest of us, not even with a sticky back plastic on offer. So Mr. Dynamo, Dynamite, and I elected to wait in the car. Adult chit-chat did for Dynamite, who turned the volume up on his playlist so loud that Mr. Dynamo and I were forced to leap from the car for the good of our eardrums. We were the loud people with all the doors open and the music blaring, who were now shouting at each other. "Let's dance!" yelled Mr. Dynamo. So we did, in the car park, at home base. The boy racers making a fast getaway from the hot dog stand near the bins could not have been more conspicuous than a couple of middle-aged would-be rockers with no rhythm, no coordination and, for at least one of us, no sense of where her dance partner was in relation to herself. None of this deterred us, and as Dynamite slammed the doors in disgust, we got into our stride and our second number. Not that this turned out to be very different from the first dance. Having got the hang of it, I was hardly about to vary the moves, which may explain why Mr. Dynamo observed, "We're getting some very funny looks." "What kind of funny looks?" I asked. "Oh, just funny," he said. As qualifiers go, "oh, just" isn't that helpful. My friend the builder says, "When you walk into people, they look furious. They think you're an ignorant, selfish so-and-so." Well, this is more helpful. I know where I am and how to respond. Well, they're not my friends, so in the scheme of things, I'll live with it. Not being able to see people's faces as they scowl and curse is not much of a loss. Funny looks, I'm curious about. Were they amused? Did they envy our sense of freedom, dancing in a car park, giving free rein to the handbag over my shoulder? Did any of their faces betray an admiration for our moves? Were they laughing with us or at us? When it comes down to it, who cares what other people think? Could not knowing offer a kind of freedom from judging eyes? It was all too much for Dynamite to bear. His embarrassment was complete. He switched the music off and did a bit more door slamming. The Dynamo came back carrying more sticky back plastic than Leslie Judd could shake a stick at. Mr. Dynamo and I caught our breath and got back into the car as if nothing had happened. I doubt we have a future on Strictly. I carefully closed the doors, lopping the heads off the cosmos in the process, leaving the blooms as a tribute to our impromptu dance and taking the roots home for possible cultivation, but probable disposal.
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.